Okay, so let's start with this slide that I had trouble with last time. If you have energy levels and the Fermi energy is above the energy levels, the states are occupied. And the Fermi energy is below those energy levels, the state should be empty. And there's a donor state just below the conduction band energy. And so if the Fermi energy is bigger than the donor energy and a few times kBT bigger, then we'll get a large positive number, which is large compared to 1. And the number of ionized states will be small, which means they're occupied. And so this is the expression for how many of those donor states are ionized. If the Fermi energy is much higher than that, then they're not ionized. So the formulas from last time were right. I was just interpreting them not the correct way. If the chemical potential is much lower than the this energy, then you get e to a minus number, which is going to be small, and the states will be empty. But when they're empty, the electron is not in the state, and it's a positive. The electron has left its donor atom, and then you have positive donors left over. So if the chemical potential is far below the Fermi energy, then the states are ionized. And the kind of perplexing thing about it is that these donor states get empty because the chemical potential goes down. And what we say is they go into the conduction band, which is even higher energy. And the reason that works is that there is, in the formula for the electrons in the conduction band, where's my talk? This formula for the electrons in the conduction band, Nc, Xp, and it's got now a similar formula to this, so it should be mu minus Ec over kBT. This constant in front is so much bigger than the concentration of donors that even though the conduction band edge is even further away from the chemical potential than the donors, there are electrons up in the conduction band. So there aren't many, but there are so many states available up there that the electrons, when they leave the donor levels, end up in the conduction band. So these two formulas that I wrote down are the correct formulas for the concentration of ionized donors and acceptors.